Hey Panini, don't you be a meanie. Thought you wanted me to go, or why you tryna keep me teeny? I, it's a dreamy, wished it on a genie. I got fans finally, and she wanted. Good morning, Florida. Let me find a would you rather question. I should be more prepared for these kind of things. Here we go. Would you rather know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice you make?
I could have sworn we went over this already.
We have not.
You sure?
Yep.
No, I don't remember this one.
That one was if you know the history of every object you touch.
Oh, yeah, else. Okay. Yeah.
What was the question?
Would you rather know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice that you make?
Every outcome. I don't care about the universe.
I want to know if that counts for like every question that doesn't have an answer, I assume.
Could be.
Like, is there life out there, or like, is the Loch Ness Monster real type stuff?
At the end of the day, it don't really matter.
We can unlock all the abilities of our brain. You know, we can only use like 20% of our brain.
I don't think that counts. I don't know.
That's a mystery.
Is it?
I would consider it.
Huh.
Or at least like know what we can do, I guess.
Know the limits of the human brain, I guess.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It don't matter.
I don't know.
I think I'd probably do the same thing with Cody. Like, just knowing every outcome I can do just benefit me the most.
Oh, so you're selfish.
What about you?
I think I would do the benefit, like, know every outcome of every choice that I make.
Oh, selfish.
I guess.
Selfish.
Like you said, like, it's
a narcissist AP.
Dang.
Hey, come on. Don't do that.
We'll be throwing stuff on the desk. But, yeah.
It's just cap.
You are all cap. Charles Cap, Bosco.
Keep your social distance from me, Chuck.
Stay away. So, how y'all living in this new world?
Shit's crazy, dog.
Sound a little unenthusiastic. Welcome to Melted Chocolate.
We haven't even got there yet, Chuck.
Yeah, we just shooting the shit real there. Quick.
Oh, I thought like we're like live right now.
Trying to steal my thunder.
No, we are live, but...
Jesus.
Just let it ride. Let it ride.
Let it rock.
How you been good? You washing your hands?
Yeah, I've been washing my hands, doing everything I need to do to stay clean.
All right.
You got some hand sani?
Yes. Made some homemade hand sani.
How does that... What goes into that?
Vodka and orange juice?
No. No, aloe. Like, fresh aloe vera. And just alcohol, like 90% alcohol you need at least.
I was looking for aloe in the forest earlier.
I was just about to say that. The aloe that Cody couldn't find in the forest.
I couldn't find no aloe.
But everybody else effective. I found it. They found it. Did you buy it?
It's $10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll get it next week.
I mean, might as well. You might as well get it tomorrow.
I might. I just downloaded like a few games I bought before, just going to beat them, and then I might get into that.
I guess. It's fun. Anyways. Welcome into the show. It's Wednesday. Not to date the show or anything, but you know, we're here. Welcome to Melted Chocolate, AP.
We on
Chuck,
day
Cody.
I'd say
2 weeks maybe.
Day 14?
I don't know.
It's
like quarantine. A quarantine but not a quarantine.
Trying our best to
at least yet.
Socially distance from all you folks because we don't want to spread any germs just in case. You know, coronavirus is going crazy since we last put an episode out there. So, it's all over the place.
It's just really wild out here.
It's pretty stupid. It sucks.
It's wild.
NBA's still down.
Everything's no down. Everything. It's sad, man. It really
What's y'all's daily quarantine routine?
I'll go to Chuck first. Mine is pretty boring.
I guess wake up, eat, play games, sleep, play games again, and go back to sleep.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I mean, I get up, I do my normal morning routine, and then I chill for a bit on that couch.
The one that Jesse's on?
Yeah. Now the living room looks way better.
I chill. Michaela's staying here because her mom is skeptical about her coming back home because she works in the medical field, which is understandable.
She'd really be in that.
Yeah.
How's that been?
It's fine for her so far. She goes back to work tomorrow because her brother has a super weak immune system. So we're not going to get into all that. So, you know, spend the normal time with her, get on the network. Should have been on the network for a while today, but my headphones started tripping. The same headphones I'm using right now. So that doesn't make sense. And then eat, watch YouTube, and just chill. And then if anything else pops up, do that.
What y'all be watching on YouTube?
Everything.
Anything is at disposal right now.
That is, and then every now and then I fall down the YouTube rabbit hole and then find some weird videos.
Yeah, you'll just start getting into like deep, dark YouTube.
I like a lot of How It's Made videos.
What's your favorite How It's Made video?
I've seen a lot, man. I'd have to say, I just watched the Jack Daniels one. That was pretty cool.
The alcohol?
Yeah.
How to make Jack Daniels?
How they made it, yeah. They only have one spot to make it in, like, Tennessee. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Highly recommend it.
My favorite one was when they made, hot dogs.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
Is this, like, a channel on YouTube?
No, I don't know. I just be finding them.
Oh, just random, like, how to,
Used to be on the Discovery Channel, I think.
I know there is a channel called How It's Made, but I'm pretty sure I've seen
There's that one freaking creepy dude that said, like, he always makes his videos, like, how to, like, something random, and it's just him, like, just slapping his, like, junk together and, like, throwing, like, food.
I've seen that one.
Just always annoying. It's like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch, like, a tutorial video, and then all of a sudden you get into this nonsense, and it's like, what the hell are you doing, dude? I can only imagine how that guy just makes, like, money off of that, just doing nonsense.
I tell you who won't make money.
What's that?
The show that wins this tournament that we're about to get into. Mall Cop with the segue again. I'm on fire.
Calling Paul Blart with it.
Anyways, we are picking up where we dropped you off, and we're headed straight to the finals in the Great Show Tournament.
Whoa.
Part deux.
What?
What you made that face for?
Oh, they're just going straight to the finals.
Yeah, we're going straight to the finals.
So what we got? What we got?
That's when we need sound effects.
Quarantine.
Let's see. A couple people who advance for the future. Lizzie McGuire. Rugrats. Bunch of nice teams left over. So
we'll start round two.
Chuck, what's the bracket we're starting out with? Round of 32?
I'm going Nickelodeon for 500.
The banger bracket. All right, let's run it. Great Show Tournament Part 2. First matchup in the round of 32 is Rugrats versus the Fairly Odd Parents.
This is a Rugrats for me.
Chuck said it's a Rugrats household.
Versus the Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah.
I'll say Fairly Odd Parents because
I don't want. Yeah, they lasted longer. Some more. Yeah.
I mean,
they're still going now, I think.
Yeah. Probably by now.
For sure.
I was gonna say, would you include the Grown Up series for Rugrats? But probably.
Hell no, the one with Drake Bell in it.
Was it?
Or is that a movie?
I thought it was a movie.
Drake Bell was in.
Yeah, he plays Timmy. No. Oh, you talking about All Grown Up?
Yeah.
I thought you talking about Fairly Odd Parents.
No. Drake Bell was in Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah, he played Timmy.
Are you talking about the real life one?
Yeah.
Yeah, real life one was trash.
That shit was trash.
I've yet to see that. I'll probably have to look at that later.
I'm going Fairly Odd Parents. Because I have more memories of Fairly Odd Parents than Rugrats, personally.
What's your favorite memory, G?
I don't remember, bro. The nigga chin.
The nigga chin?
I still bring that up at work.
The nigga chin. Next bring that one.
Up at work, Chuck?
Ooh. You're bringing it up at work?
You say the N-word with your friends?
No, I would never.
Right.
That's Cap. Charles Cap back at it again.
Chuck definitely got
it. I only discussed that segment about...
You're lucky you associated.
About the nigga chin.
See, look.
Anyways.
Right. The next matchup is SpongeBob versus Drake and Josh.
Sorry, Drake and Josh, but SpongeBob.
That easily?
Yes.
Without a fight? Yes.
Damn.
The Drake and Josh
you,
in?
I'm telling you, Drake. Come on. Drake and Josh are a good show, but SpongeBob is true to my heart. It's going to beat everything.
I don't believe
that's my winner of this bracket. Calling it right now.
SpongeBob's going to win it?
Whoa.
That's Cav.
All right.
That's Cav.
What about you, Cody?
Drake and Josh, for sure.
For sure. Y'all got strong answers.
Bro, you can't beat the breakfast, the Drake and Josh in. And the one with when he broke his guitar, and then he tried to fix it, and then he already fixed it. Come on now.
There's too many memes of SpongeBob to not pick it.
Memes, that's a child's
game.
Way
too many. It's so relatable to everything.
It's a young man's game.
It relates to everything. That's my final point. Putting it to bed. It's SpongeBob.
I gotta go SpongeBob.
Where?
I'm sorry, dog.
I honorable go mention, SpongeBob. Drake and Josh.
Hell
no. Ain't no honorable mention. If they're out, they're out.
Just saying.
SpongeBob is just...
That's all cap.
I'm sorry. I feel so bad. That was a tough decision for me. That was real tough.
I'm talking about the quality. Drake and Josh had quality episodes the whole time they were on. Now SpongeBob is just watered down.
Oh, it's watered down for sure now. But I mean, if you look at it, like Drake and Josh
didn't last nowhere near as long as SpongeBob.
Yeah, but when it was on there, it was quality, quality, quality. Now SpongeBob been on for a minute, but
this is trash. Childhood memories of it.
I feel like, yeah, you gotta look at the point of when we watched it. And the Drake and Josh
movie?
And the SpongeBob SquarePants movie?
Really Big Shrimp?
Right. Really Big Shrimp and
pause.
No, and they that's Really Tony Big Shrimp, dog.
When they jacked Tony Hawk off his Corvette.
Or the no, SpongeBob it was like, SquarePants the movie?
Yeah, the SpongeBob, I own that DVD.
And then they that negates it because they had another movie that was trash.
Who, SpongeBob?
Yes.
But that was after we were done watching it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We're looking at from when
we were jits.
Yeah.
That's cap.
Jit.
When we were little kids,
that's cap.
SpongeBob was the banger.
Cap.
Anyways, we got to move on. Next one.
Anyways.
Hey Arnold versus Cat Dog.
Oh, man. That's a tough one because they're like the same kind of like generation of Nickelodeon. I'd say Hey Arnold.
Versus Cat Dog?
Yeah.
Hey Arnold for sure.
Damn. I was going to go Cat Dog.
You got math, buddy.
It is what it is. The last one in the Nickelodeon round of 32. Jimmy Neutron versus Rocket Power.
The creativity is crazy for both of them.
Uh-huh. It is. It's great. This is a tough one for me too, but
I'm going to go with Jimmy Neutron because I think it's a little more diverse.
Chuck does have a point.
Jesse disagrees.
I think Chuck got a point. Because Rocket Power didn't go out into space.
I mean,
come on now.
They kind of doing the same thing every episode. I mean,
yeah, but that's more relatable than
Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
I mean, I guess it's not about,
I don't know about how relatable it's going to be. I was outside for my childhood. Outside.
So I'm fat. What's up?
I'm sorry.
What?
What's your pick, Cody?
I'm picking Rocket Power.
That's what I'm picking.
And that's the win.
Rocket Power.
Downfall Jimmy Neutron.
Oh. Wow. I'm just going, like, the Rocket Power video game was gas.
Never.
So was the Jimmy Neutron game, though. That shit was gas.
I don't know if it was gas. For me, Rocket Power video game was fire.
I never. Was it on DS or, no, not it was DS.
On,
Game Boy Advance?
No, it's on PS2.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I remember that, yeah. But wasn't it where you fought like the big pants from like the TV show?
Bro, that sounds like more like a Game Boy Advance kind of game.
Rocket Power? A lot of Nickelodeon games back then were like.
Yeah, there was a Rocket Power game on the PS2, for sure.
It was?
Yeah.
Hmm. I didn't play it then.
Yeah,
I played that Jimmy Neutron though. Every Thanksgiving?
Every Thanksgiving.
They'd be cooking up that food. I'd be in there fighting Sri Lanka or whatever his name is.
That's Sri Lanka's a country.
Yeah, you're right. I'm talking about
Beach Bandits
for Rocket Fire.
Yeah.
Nah, I never played it.
Bro, stop.
Never played both either. So
stop it.
I'm still picking Jim Dizzle. Nah, I didn't.
I remember that. I remember seeing it.
Yes, and it was on the GameCube too.
Okay, and back to the SpongeBob one, y'all right? The SpongeBob video game was fire too.
Yep.
Wait, so you changed your mind to SpongeBob?
No, I still keep it, but yeah, I see why y'all win. Because that shit.
Drake Josh ain't have a video game.
No, they didn't, but that battle on Bikini Bottom was fire. Would be
a Drake and Josh video game.
Next up, what are we doing? Disney, Cartoon Network, or etc.?
That was it already.
Cody gets next pick. All right. First matchup in First matchup in the miscellaneous bracket is Naruto versus the Animaniacs.
Naruto.
Naruto. Who the?
That's no contest.
Yeah, that's no contest. Yeah. That's three votes for Naruto. Next up, Yu-Gi-Oh versus Johnny Test.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Johnny, I've never seen Yu-Gi-Oh, so I'm going Johnny Test.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going Yu-Gi-Oh because Johnny Test is the worst show of all time.
Nah, you hating on Bling Bling Boy.
I hate the intro. I hate that show with the passion.
Does anyone remember the OG intro to Johnny Test? It was better than like when they switched it up like midway through.
No, because Johnny Test is the worst show of all time, Chuck.
All right. Go on.
I can't throw your lifeline, Chuck, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Next up, we got Avatar versus Mucha Lucha.
Avatar.
I like Mucha Lucha better. I know everyone likes Avatar better.
Was it Avatar on Nickelodeon?
Yeah. But again.
No, I think it was Cartoon Network.
No, Nickelodeon. There are some shows that I couldn't fit, so I had to put them in the other bracket.
Established
this.
Really?
Yeah, it was on Nickelodeon.
I thought these were shows that weren't on like your regular.
I mean, most of them were at one point, and then they got moved to like PBS Kids and like K Kids or whatever. What?
Avatar?
There's like other shows. I was like,
Avatar was never on PBS Kids.
Who were the hell?
So you and Mucha Lucha, you and Avatar.
Yep.
I'm going Avatar because the story in that show was great.
I will avenge you, the flea.
Mucha Lucha. You know Dave.
Hell no.
Dave loves Mucha Lucha, so.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
The next one is hard. Is Dragon Ball Z, hard for me at least, pause, versus Pokemon.
Dragon Ball Z.
Even though they be stringing out them fights, but Dragon Ball Z for sure.
Dragon Ball Z is like go to like classic, but I watched more Pokemon growing up, so that's just me.
This is tough.
What's tough about it?
This is tough. I have so many great memories with both. Because you got the boy Blaziken beating Charmander.
I never watched those movie fights. Where they had like a movie, but it was like a tournament.
Yeah.
I never watched those.
And then there was like a legendary in the background doing whatever he was doing or whatever.
Yeah. I played the games though on a Nintendo 64 in Aftercare.
But it's tough.
Got that Zapdos.
What the? Zapdos?
Yeah.
Zapdos?
Whatever his name is.
Zapdos.
But then you got the Boo Saga. Oh, man.
That's the best of like Dragon Ball Z for me.
That's my favorite villain.
You got Cell, Frieza. Come on.
My guy Cell set up a whole tournament.
Shout out Majin
Vegeta. And waited.
Waited for that fade.
He said, where y'all at? It's Dragon Ball.
Yeah, come on now.
It's Dragon Ball. I'm sorry.
Because you started that one last.
I'm sorry. So moving on. That's the nice little Final Four there. All right, we doing Cartoon Network or Disney, Chuck?
Disney, just to get it out of the way.
Yeah, I feel you. First one in Disney is Phil of the Future versus The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Phil, no
sweet
contest.
Life, Sweet Life.
What?
Sweet Life.
Phil. Sweet Life was,
ooh, you know,
it was you're right. Gonna say it was trash.
No, it wasn't trash. It was all right though.
For how long Sweet Life was? So, like, does that include Sweet Life on Deck or just Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Do you watch Sweet Life on Deck when we were kids?
No.
I didn't watch it a little bit,
but then the original of Sweet Life and Zack and Cody, you know, it was only three seasons. I feel like I was watching that for years.
That's very true.
I never liked it at all.
I loved it.
Not even the Halloween episode.
I don't even know what the what happened in the Halloween with episode.
Esteban? Yeah, that boy Esteban got yoked.
He was possessed by a spirit in a haunted room.
Yup.
Cold pizza. Broken glass.
Yeah, I don't remember that part, but
I don't remember any of that. So all
right, never mind then.
I'm gonna go with Phil of the Future. Because I thought everything they did in that show was cool when I did see it. Again, I was not a Disney Channel kid.
I would literally just hop through all three, so.
34, 35, 36. Come on. Next up, Kim Possible versus the Proud Family.
Proud Family.
Yeah, Proud Family.
Ain't nobody beating 15 Cent. I'm sorry.
That's going to be a hard one to beat.
That's what it is.
I'm going to Proud Family as well.
Come on.
Next up, and we got... Kevin? Come on, huh? And the Peanut? Dave is in that show.
I'll do.
Peanut head ass. Next one is Lizzie McGuire versus Recess.
Recess.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up, honestly. I didn't really watch Lizzie McGuire like that.
Lizzie was like an alright show.
I'll flip a coin. Wait, what did it land on, G?
Tails.
That's a Recess.
Oop. Never fails.
There was no coin. You chose Recess too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I don't even know what to pick. I was probably going to go Recess, though, because I don't really fuck with Lizzie McGuire like that. The last matchup is Phineas and Ferb versus That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
Yeah, come on. You gotta see Orlando Brown's growth. Pause. After the show. After the show, my man went ham. He said he smashed Raven.
Oh, man. Really? He probably did.
I don't know.
He probably did.
He said he had her aerial.
Oh, no. That's enough.
I'm just telling you what he told the world.
That's enough. He said, you can see this on the social.
Yeah, he said, her areola.
Moving on. We got the Cartoon Network bracket. First one is Kids Next Door versus Camp Lazlo.
Kids Next Door.
Come on. That's a juggernaut.
Come on.
Scooby-Doo versus the Powerpuff Girls.
Scooby-Doo. Watch out.
Oh. Scooby-Doo is the classic TV show. Scoob is a meme. Freaking everything about that show is just perfect.
He comparing the shows to memes today.
Memes weren't around when we were kids, Chuck.
But that's how you like still remember them to today.
I remember the shows from when I watched them as a kid.
I watched it.
Was it against Powerpuff Girls?
So you need to come up with a better argument, Chuck.
Against Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls were all right. Like Mojo Jojo was like the whole thing, like carrying that.
No, it was the Gang Green Game. It was a
Mojo Jojo was
homeboy.
Was
that's nice like the girl, but he's a dude.
Him.
Had me, his name? Had me worried sick at night.
Yeah.
The like crab looking dude, right?
Yeah, I never knew
that was his name.
Him.
But you got Fred on Scooby-Doo who is a sleaze bag.
He said, yeah, y'all go this way.
See, y'all go over here. I'm going to stay.
Me and Daphne and Velma.
Yeah. Me and the girls will go over here in this shack. Guys check out the mansion.
My glasses.
Let Scooby and Shaggy out to dry.
But they the ones always solving the mystery.
Come on.
But it doesn't stack up to Powerpuff Girls.
Nope.
Y'all so trouble. Powerpuff Girls is my vote.
Y'all trouble. Out of there.
Get out of there, Charles P. You got the Powerpuff Girls movie? Come on.
Oh, that one with the monkeys taking over the world?
Come on.
I don't remember that one.
Mojo Jojo had all the homies pull up.
Now that I think about it, I think I would change my
reading. All the homies pulled up.
I need a refresher.
The Rowdy Rough Boys? Come on.
Oh, yeah, that was...
The Rowdy Rough Boys.
Come on. I had to get one for the homies.
Next up. Johnny Bravo versus Foster's Home.
Foster's.
Good.
Yeah, no contest. I'm
good.
Dexter. Who was stopping Blue Cheese?
Who was stopping? Come on. His name was just Cheese, but.
I know.
You're talking about the pair.
Him and the Blue together made Blue Cheese.
G- Come on. Man, ain't nobody weird. Stopping Wilt, Cody. I'm trying to tell. Whoa. My bad. Trying to tell them.
I will not take Jit seriously with that false eye and like tiny ass.
Wilt was hooping with one arm.
Now I think about it. AP used to walk like Wilt.
He said, "Ooh, sorry." He said, "Oh, I'll take it."
Excuse me.
He said, "Oh, pardon me."
Oh, excuse me.
Didn't see you there. And then that one episode when he finally got pissed off.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was a thing?
Yeah, right. He got heated.
Man. I don't remember that.
You're lacking, Chuck. Last matchup in Cartoon Network bracket. Dexter's Lab versus Ed and Eddie.
Ed, Ed and Eddie.
It's hard for me, too. I love Ed and Eddie, but that Dexter's Lab is great.
Dexter's Lab. Again, they both were, like, creative, but I feel like Dexter's Lab was just more, like, I don't know.
Scam.
Ed and Eddie was more relatable.
Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
Jawbreakers.
The cankers.
He was always trying to get busy with him.
Come on. He said, "Give me a kiss, Ed."
They said, "All our boyfriends are here."
He gone, thought.
Fall back, devil. So what's your vote?
I'm picking Ed and Eddie.
So it advances. That was my vote, too.
Yep.
All right, now we find ourselves.
What are we in, like the Sweet 16?
Sweet 16.
All right.
Big money. Big money back at the Nick bracket.
Let's go ahead.
We got Fairly Odd Parents versus SpongeBob.
You already know.
SpongeBob.
Bob of Sponge is the vote.
SpongeBob's gonna be hard to beat. Because that was my vote too. We got Hey Arnold versus Rocket Power.
Hey Arnold. Two titans going at it.
Hey Arnold.
Wow. I was going Rocket Power.
I think Cody kind
of. But were any of y'all skating though? Were any of y'all skating back then?
I skated a little bit when I moved here.
Did you know how to do an ollie?
Yeah.
I still can't do an ollie.
Did you do anything else that they did?
Not to the extent that they did.
Not surfing.
No, I didn't surf.
Inline skating?
No. Inline skating?
Yeah.
What's that?
With the skates, but they're
rollerblades?
They're 2x2, but they're like inline.
Nope.
Rollerblades?
Nope.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
Yeah, see, Hey Arnold was way more relatable, I feel like, for everybody here.
I'll give it to you. All right, well, where do we go? Miscellaneous next. We got two bangers. Holy. Naruto versus Yu-Gi-Oh.
Naruto. Just off the strength, because I didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh like that, so. Naruto.
I'll have to go with Naruto.
Come on.
Who's
stopping Ninetales, dog?
But Exodia?
Who's stopping my dog, Rob Lee?
Rock Lee?
Oh, yeah, Rock Lee. My bad.
Rob Lee.
Dark Magician?
Nah.
It should have been me.
We got the Summon Skull for his bitch ass.
Y'all comparing monsters to actual fighters. Y'all should be on Yugi versus.
Well, in that case, they all get embodied.
What do you mean?
Yugi versus Naruto?
Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh's getting bodied.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, then it's no contest.
Come on.
Respect to that scene that you quoted earlier.
I was going Naruto anyways. I just wanted to poke the bear a little bit. Yeah. Alright, then we got Avatar versus Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Like, yeah. I remember watching Avatar, never was into it. Like,
people that's were hype
on it. No, I was never super deep into it. I just played the games on Nickelodeon.com.
They got the little fort?
Yeah, the little catapult thing. Yep. Yeah.
They say supposedly now if you watch like the whole thing, it's like just gas.
It's really good. I don't know about Legend of Korra, but...
I could never consistently watch the show like episode by episode just because like
book two
streaming wasn't as popular as it is now.
Yeah,
so
you couldn't catch it all the time on Nickelodeon.
Just catch it on TV and then you couldn't be watching TV for too long. At least I couldn't.
Me neither.
I was outside. So yeah, I'll say Dragon Ball Z though, because it was on late night.
Dragon Ball Z advances.
Yeah.
Moving on to the final two matchups in the Disney bracket. We got Phil of the Future versus the Proud Family.
Proud Family.
Yeah, it's Proud Family.
15 Cent, dog.
That's all I gotta say.
What's it, Kevin?
We're gonna start getting to the nitty gritty.
Yep, we are in the nitty gritty, dog. We got Recess versus That's So Raven.
That's So Raven. No contest.
That's so
Raven. No, you said it. Oh,
nah, bro, did y'all remember going to Burger King and getting the Recess toys?
Yeah.
No.
I got all the toys from Burger King because my dad was the manager there.
Right.
Yeah. That's how him and my mom met.
Where?
Yeah. That's my dad was a manager and then my mom worked there.
Oh, she's trying to get promotion. She's trying to get the promotion.
And then whenever the new toys came out.
Free Whoppers.
Oh, no, that's enough. That's enough. Whenever the new toys came out, my dad just brought a box of them home.
Oh.
We got new toys, so.
Oh, so you collected all of them cheap then. I had to purchase all my toys.
I got it for free, dog. Not no more, though.
I used to get the Simpson watches.
Yep, all the watches, yep.
Yeah.
Bro. My dumb self. I used to wear like 6 watches at a time on one arm.
Oh, you corny. Oh, you mad corny.
And none of them at the right time.
AP seems like the type to wear cleats in like elementary school.
Oh, he had them all in his arm and roll up his sleeves.
What time is it?
I don't know. What's none up? Of them right. Oh, Chuck, I don't want to hear you talking, dog. Oh, Chuck shit. Was the type to run to be the first of the lunch line.
Definitely not.
No, you talking about it in like elementary school?
Yeah, in like middle school.
I was singing Bedrock in line, waiting to get my
bell ring. Chuck doing a Naruto run straight to the cafeteria.
He can make that Bedrock.
Oh no!
He said, "My name's Shannon. I like romance." Yeah,
that was a song back then.
Anyways. Next matchup is Recess versus That's So Raven.
That's our. We did that.
Yeah, we just.
Oh, we just did that.
That's our Raven.
What? Oh shit! I'm tripping. Oops.
We agreed on That's our Raven, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got Cartoon Network to round out the final 16. Kids Next Door versus Powerpuff Girls.
Kids Next Door.
Emphatic Kids Next Door. Okay. Okay.
It gets to the point where the cream start rising to the top, like.
We got Foster's Home versus Ed and Eddie. Oh, wow.
Man, what you know about that, Chuck?
We're just going to get back to this, bro.
Foster's Home versus Ed and Eddie.
Foster's.
Ed and Eddie.
I refuse to eliminate Foster's Home. It is Ed and Eddie. I mean, Foster's Home.
You already said it. It's in existence.
Nah, don't tell me. You reneged on your Recess pick, so I don't hear that.
Y'all remember the episode of Ed and Eddie where they held Plank hostage?
Somebody
held Plank hostage. And then, what's his name? What's
Johnny?
Johnny. He was like, ugh.
Every time the drip was.
Bro, I will never forget that episode. That shit was so weird, though. I forgot what they hit him hostage for.
I don't know. I'm
trying to get something out of him.
Buddy was tripping. All right, we are in the Elite Eight. Dun, dun, dun.
Ba-ba-ba.
Coming out of the Nickelodeon bracket, SpongeBob versus Hey Arnold.
SpongeBob.
Hey Arnold.
Ooh.
Bro, y'all telling me that y'all...
Hey, well,
y'all
don't get on me. Get on Chuck.
Y'all wouldn't want to live in Hey Arnold's world, dog?
I would, but I think every aspect of SpongeBob's life is hilarious. Between going to boating school, working at the Krusty Krab, and hanging out with Patrick.
Yeah, but which is more relatable? You hanging out with a sponge and a star in the underwater, or are you hanging out with Gerald and Arnold going to school? PS-118. Like, it sounds like some New York shit.
That is some New York shit. Adria went to PS-132.
See, come on, like.
I don't know. Right? I guess I like more fantasy cartoons than your, like, realism.
I don't know. I try to relate to shows.
I try to relate to shows now. Like, when I watch The Office, I relate to that. It's just funny.
Who are you in The Office, Chuck?
Who am I in
Kevin.
The Office?
Kevin?
He's Kevin!
I guess I could be Kevin.
He's got the pot of beans that nobody wants. He spills it.
Oh no.
Pause.
Which one was Kevin?
Kevin was the fat guy.
Oh.
Like half bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the record for most M&Ms in my mouth.
Was Kevin a hooper, though? Yeah, Kevin was a hooper when they played basketball.
Yeah.
Because when it ended, he said...
But he had that Drano on deck.
He said, nobody pick me up, though. I could have had 10 day.
Do I leave this to a coin toss?
Man, just pick your...
In the final four?
I gave my argument as to why Harrelson should win.
Okay.
As I was first...
We got realism versus comedy. Okay. Hey, Arnold.
Come on now.
Wow. Wow. This is controversial. Can you even quote anything from Hey Arnold on like a daily basis?
That's a good question.
What do you mean?
Literally, like, I think I quote like SpongeBob on the daily. No, but that's you just don't, me.
Chuck.
No, you don't.
Yes.
I get that you're a jellyfish catcher.
Professional.
Oh, and he's a titty enthusiast.
Part-time titty enthusiast. It's on Twitter.
Who said that?
That's his Twitter bio. Twitter.
That's your... A titty enthusiast?
Part-time titty enthusiast. Titty enthusiast.
Man.
Stop all that capping, Charles. Capping.
Send some titties on my Twitter. I can give you a diagnosis.
Oh, no.
You a mammogrammist?
Enthusiast.
You giving out mammograms, Chuck?
What's the doctor called?
OBGYN?
Yep, that's Chuck. That's what you need to be. OBGYN. You should be a gynecologist.
Be a gynecologist.
Be a gynecologist.
Yeah, go to school.
All right.
So SpongeBob, Hey Arnold comes out of the Nickelodeon bracket.
Controversial.
In the miscellaneous, we have the gargantuan matchup between Naruto and Dragon Ball Z.
This will be discussed for...
No, let's talk about this now.
This still gets discussed, like, all the time.
Let's talk about this now. There's whole last videos about if Naruto characters could beat Dragon Ball Z characters. It's a whole big thing. This is extremely hard.
You think Sakura could beat Butter?
Sakura ain't beating nobody.
Sakura's like the equivalent of Krillin.
She's Krillin, all right?
Yes.
That's Krillin. So who you think's going to win between her and Krillin?
Krillin.
So that's one for DBZ.
I don't know. If we're talking about full potential for both characters.
Chuck, I'll kick you out of my house right now.
Sakura
can beat Krillin.
Here is my take. How many times has Sakura died? All I gotta say. How many times has she died in her show?
What does that mean?
You can't say that.
How many times has Krillin died in the show? You can't like say multiple that. Times.
Everybody dies in the show revived. All the time. Don't get revived.
I'm just saying, man.
You can't do that.
Krillin like literally the punching bag. Like every time, like
so Goku. Sakura.
What do you mean?
So is Sakura.
Sakura really is.
She's
literally
crying.
Every time Goku
she always needs help.
Literally every time Krillin sees like a bad guy, he just gets killed for no reason. Every time. Every time.
He's stressed out.
All right, so Krillin is definitely a weak link. Yes. So is Yamcha. So is Yamcha.
Yep, Yamcha
so,
for sure.
So do we have another weak link for Naruto?
Choji?
Choji's not weak, though.
Can Choji beat Yamcha?
Probably. If he takes his pills.
I don't know who that is, but...
If he takes his pills, he can beat him.
Okay, so Naruto's ahead right now. Now we get into...
Now, this is weird, because I just watched a video that explains, like, I think there's 5 different characters that could possibly beat Goku. And it gets crazy.
Are they one of the...
One of them is Sasuke.
Okay.
Because and nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah,
some people do.
Just fanning out.
Sasuke has a Rinnegan. So
is that the equivalent to? I never watched it this deep. So is that because y'all know I'm on?
Oh yeah, he has both.
He has Rinnegan and the Sharingan. Okay. So, and then
is that equivalent to like, Super Saiyan?
Or like
almost?
Kind of,
like,
I guess you kind
if
of
you
in
wanna,
a sense. Yeah.
So
in a sense.
Hold on. Let me.
I feel like whoever wins between Sasuke and Vegeta, that show wins.
Mm-hmm. And he has the Amaterasu, which is a black flame. And whatever he looks at, the flame won't go out until it kills whatever he wants it to kill.
Yeah. That,
so if he does a Amaterasu to Goku,
But even then, let's compare the villains to the villains on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure the villains about Naruto, but I know the villains on Dragon Ball Z.
You got like Cell and Frieza.
Bro, nobody's being Kid Buu.
You don't think so?
No.
See, now the thing, like another thing that I was thinking of, like ninjas with like visual prowess, visual jutsu.
Oh yeah, like when
like if you have the Sharingan, like it puts you in a different world, like a different dimension type shit.
Like Genjutsu.
Yeah, it's a Genjutsu, puts you in a different, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You get the gist. But which makes it like null and void, kind of. You have to have chakra in order for the Genjutsu to work. Dragon Ball Z characters don't have chakra. They have ki.
But they don't have to regenerate, but you do in the game, so.
So.
Now, so my vote is Naruto.
Ooh, Dragon Ball Z?
We're bringing back out the coin.
I can't do a coin flip this far in the tournament.
This almost is a coin flip, though.
It's hard, man.
I kind of would be mad if Naruto won, but I can't.
You know what?
This is beat, nigga.
Nobody's beating Kid Buu.
Exactly.
It's Dragon Ball Z. Let's say that, like, let's put it this way.
Hey, sorry, Chuck.
You take the 10 strongest Naruto characters, put them up against the 10 strongest Dragon Ball Z characters.
Can you just go over the Dragon Ball Z characters? Because anything behind Goku and Vegeta, does not compare.
And we didn't even brought Kid up, Buu. What's his name?
Broly.
Off of Super, too. Oh, no, that's a different show.
That's Dragon Ball. Still. It covers pretty much all of it, right?
We have to include Shippuden too.
But still. That's what I was including Shippuden as well.
Okay.
But you got like Goku, Vegeta, Frieza,
and
Broly.
And Jiren or whatever his name is.
Yep.
What about the androids?
The androids?
Super 17, my dog.
Super 17 body and Sakura, I tell you that much.
Oh, that's
fine. Oh, that's
and Rock Lee. All respect to Rock Lee, but he not. My guy might beat someone.
Even if he unlocks himself. The primary lotus?
Primary lotus is like a beginning stage type attack. Okay.
We're going sidetracked here.
Dragon Ball Z though?
Dragon Ball
Z. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z for me.
Alright, cool.
Dragon Ball Z wins the miscellaneous bracket and advances to the final. Alright, so we did
Hey Arnold miscellaneous
one. And so Dragon Ball one.
And who else gonna beat Vegito, dog?
That's true. I don't know. If you did like Vegito, you'd have to do Naruto and Sasuke. Wait,
is that Goku?
What's the name?
They don't have a name.
Oh,
it's Vegito. Just,
it's Vegito and Goku. Gogeta.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw that episode.
Super Saiyan 2 Gogeta is fire.
Right. So in the championship in the Disney bracket. The Proud Family versus That So Raven.
Black on black. You see how it rides to the top?
Come on.
Proud Family.
Ooh-wee.
I'm only mad at either, but I'll pick Proud Family.
Proud Family wins it.
There you go.
Because I don't get a choice.
Why you don't get a choice?
Because y'all both chose Proud Family.
Oh, yes.
I was going to choose Proud Family as well, so.
All right.
Here we go. We're going to do it like this. All right. It is in the semifinal.
Final four?
Yep.
All right.
It is the Proud Family versus... Wait.
You missed a whole bracket.
You're missing a bracket.
Cartoon Network.
Man, how you going
to... Bro, Kids Next Door is going to come out at a Cartoon Network.
Kids Next Door, Foster's Home.
Kids Next Door, dog.
You already know this man. I'm going to say Kids Next Door. No! I know he's going to say Foster's.
You should know this.
No!
You knew this was going to happen. You knew this was going to happen.
I didn't want it to happen.
But you knew it was going to happen, though.
So what is it down to? Naruto, Proud Family?
No.
Kids Naruto's Next Door? Naruto's out. Dragon Ball Z.
So here we go.
My bad.
We'll do it this way. All right, final four.
Fatal four-way match.
All of them together. Hey Arnold versus the Proud Family.
Oh, I'm still going Hey Arnold B.
I'm surprised Hey Arnold made it this far.
Actually,
no. Nah.
Ain't nobody stopping 15 Cent though.
You said Hey Arnold.
I know, but oh, I forgot about my dog 15 Cent.
Wait, so this is Final Four?
This is Final Four.
This is going to the chip.
Who's going to the championship?
Proud Family got a better chance in the chip.
It's not. That's not the point. That's your pick, Proud Family?
Yep. I renege. Proud Family.
Proud Family moves on.
15 Cent. Come on now.
Now,
what's your name there, ponytail?
We have Dragon Ball Z
so name is
versus Kids Next Door.
Oh, man.
There's been some tough matchups in this tournament. Picking Dragon Ball over Naruto was tough.
Yeah, for real.
Dragon Ball versus Kids Next Door?
I think I'd rather go with Kids Next Door just because I've seen most of the series.
It's more relatable.
Like, the movies were gas as well. Like, yep. Operation Zero.
Yeah. I mean, Dragon Ball movies were gas as well, too.
Yeah, but
Kids Next Door.
Yeah, Master Roshi.
Way more.
The Toilinator.
Night Brace.
What's old boy's name?
Which one?
It's not.
Oh, man, I don't know.
The Common Cold.
Yeah, the Common Cold.
Oh, man.
I'm picking Kids Next Door. Sorry.
Oh, well, there it is.
And what about good old Sticky Beard?
Yeah, I was about to say Sticky Beard. Kids Next Door advances to the chip. So here we are.
Kids Next Door versus Proud Family?
Yep. Kids Next Door versus the Proud Family. Right, should we do it on three?
Yeah.
All three of us?
Hold on. Wait, yeah. give me like 30 seconds.
You gonna do your homework?
No.
You're gonna call
somebody? I'm ready.
One.
All right.
Two. Three.
Kids Next Door.
Yeah, come on.
I had to.
Come on. It's a clean sweep. That's crazy.
Come on.
So, ladies and gentlemen, do we have any reasons? Or is it just too overwhelming?
I mean, I think we've kind of gone over them through the whole thing, but creativity. I guess we could sum
Kids
up.
Kids Next Door was probably the most relatable show in this whole tournament because we were kids when we watched it.
If we could redo this bracket, I would definitely have SpongeBob at the top of the hill, but...
Well, Chuck, I would have Foster's Home.
Kids Next Door is still going to make it out. And we know that.
At least we can agree upon something.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the Great Show Tournament, the greatest show from our childhood, Kids Next Door.
Woo!
Glad this is over. It took a minute.
Kids Next Door, you win the fireplace that was on the TV.
Hey, there you go.
Look it up on YouTube. That was fun.
We are 48 minutes in. What's up?
That was pretty fun.
What was y'all's favorite part about that?
The Nickelodeon bracket.
I think the Nickelodeon bracket probably had like the best. Banger after banger.
Then like how Foster's Home got knocked out, but you know, whatever.
There's a few.
It happens, B.
It does happen. Anyways, with that being said, Kids Next Door is your winner. Melting Pot time.
Melting Pot.
Who we got? Cody.
You definitely pointed to the wrong person.
I did it on purpose.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Sheesh, I don't know right now.
In these times?
In these trying times,
I'm just going to shout out my mother because she probably can't make it if she gets this disease. So we're going to see how that's going.
That's deep. Moms, be careful out there.
Yes, Chuck's mom.
Might as well show her the podcast.
Everyone out there that's got a weak immune system or just very old, please stay safe. Wash your hands.
Stay home.
Keep that hand sanitizer on the hip.
Cody, who you got?
No, go ahead, Chuck.
I was going to say, to anyone that thinking this washing your hands business is a chore,
please keep washing your hands.
First of all, it should be natural.
It should be already a part of your daily routine, like brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Who says it's a chore?
I can already imagine people be like, oh, I gotta wash my hands now. Because I don't want to contract corona to people. Like,
boy, that's,
it should have been an issue beforehand.
That's like at birth.
Yeah, that's...
You get taught how to wash your hands and,
like, first.
That's something we learned growing up. You could definitely see
people, though, like, complaining about having to wash their hands.
Yeah, so probably.
They'd be all right.
They'd be fine, though. Who you got, exactly. C-Web?
Shout out to all the health officials.
All the nurses and all them.
RNs.
Yeah. Stole mine.
Yeah, so you should have went first.
Damn. No, it's all good. It's good.
That's what happens when you're trying to pass it on.
People on the front lines. Yeah,
that's true.
What's that? Michaela.
Oh, come on. That was,
That was his plan B.
That's plan B.
My boy Malone.
All them.
Moses.
All y'all on the front lines, you know, trying to keep us safe.
Man, pretty much. Shout out to everybody. Everybody right now in these crazy times.
Wash your hands.
We hope that everybody's staying safe.
Take care of y'all chicken.
Yep. Stay 6 feet away from people if you have to. Tell people to get tested if they're tripping. So.
And just keep the 6 feet.
Money is never the answer.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be putting money over your health now.
Come on, bro. Make sure you're getting taken care of. Thanks for listening.
Catch y'all later.
Follow us where you could follow us. You know where to go.
Follow the pod on Insta and Twitter.
Melted Chocolate Pod, Melted Cocoa Pod. Follow all three of us on the socials. If you don't know, you should know. We're not going to get into that right now. Find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just type in Melted Chocolate. All right, y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you later.